Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that were.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Good evening. It is Tuesday, January the 15th, 2013. And welcome to Keeping It Real with yours truly, Nikki Outlaw, and my wonderful co-host, KD.
Hey, everybody.
And my other wonderful, lovely co-host, Lady Q.
Hey, hey, hey.
And the three of us are here as usual. It's the second Tuesday of the new year, and we are so excited for tonight because what we are bringing you, Alan May Ballard. If y'all have been checking out our fan page on Facebook, at Twitter, and my page, we have been promoting it for days now about him being on the show tonight. We are excited about starting this new year off with him and looking forward to talking to him shortly. So I'm excited about that. We want to thank Lawless. I want to thank Lawless Entertainment, for our CEO, the chairman, for supporting us and keeping us on the air with Blog Talk Radio as well as Lawless Radio. So those are two ways that you can hear us, as well as calling in live at 646-478-5209. And we hope that our listeners, our supporters, will call in and talk to Alan May tonight. We really, really do hope that y'all have the opportunity to get out. We really want to talk to you. As well as you can also listen to our CEO, the chairman, on Wednesday nights on The Grit Grind, and another new show that also just started this year, Bucking Off with Buck, on Thursdays. And Friday, the midday release at noon with Dr. Passion. So we have a lot of new things happening on Lawless Radio, a lot of new changes, but for the positive, and we're trying to provide, you know, great different outlets for all of our listeners and supporters. So please tune in to, of course, us each and every Tuesday night with Keeping It Real, because the three of us, that's exactly what we do, and we keep it real and we keep it 100. What you hear us say is live and the truth. Don't know what's going to come out of our mouth, so excuse us, but that's what we do. And I'm excited, not just for tonight, guys, but, you know, before we get to Alan, but everybody knows what next week is all about. I mean, one, let's give a humongous shout-out, happy birthday to Martin Luther King.
Yes,
I should say that right now. So happy birthday to him, because this is his official birthday. This is his real biological God-given birthday. It is today. Next Monday is, you know, the one that the nation celebrates and takes a day off. But not only that, but we're, you know, excited because President Obama will be inaugurated for not just one, but a second term. Hello.
Hey.
So anybody in the D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, oh, my God, all our surrounding areas, and anybody who is able to, you know, drive down, fly down, whatever you can do, if you can make your way to D.C. and be there for that monumental, historical, second historical moment in our history. Definitely do that. I'm going to try. I'm working on it. So I might be down there with my girl KD this upcoming weekend.
Woohoo!
As representing Maryland, D.C. this weekend for the inauguration. But hey, that's what I want. I wanted to make sure we got that out definitely because those are, you know, January 20th. That's, you know, those are some. It's a big day. It's a big day. So we definitely going to have something to talk about next Tuesday. And tonight, not only will we, you know, like I said, not only will we be interviewing Alamy Ballard, but for those individuals who were glued to the TV for the Globe Awards, my girls, KD and Lady Q, will be doing the favorites and not-so-favorites, oops, of fashion. Who on the red carpet did you like? And who on the red carpet was a big, fat, no. So we're going to hit that up once we finish talking to Mr. Alamy Ballard. So we have, you know, a full plate ahead of us in the next, hour and 20 minutes or so. It's amazing how time flies already in the beginning of the show. But we hope that anybody out there, you're listening, y'all relaxed, your kids are in bed, feeling good, and ready for a nice grown-up conversation because we told you we're keeping it real. And all of us women, we know he's fine. I couldn't even make it until he got on the air. I had to say something before he got on the air. I was trying. But, you know, hey, kudos to his wife. Right? You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, I want to say anything before we hear from him soon.
I did. I just wanted to say a piece of really cool trivia about the inauguration. I don't know if you guys know, but Obama is getting inaugurated on an old Bible from Lincoln that he borrowed from the Library of Congress, and also Martin Luther King's Bible. So he's going to have two Bibles. And so it's kind of significant because, both of those people had played a major role in African-American history. And so it's kind of neat that he's going to be inaugurated not only on Martin Luther King Day, but also, you know, he's first black president, second term, and then he's going to have Lincoln's Bible, too. So I thought that was a bit of very cool.
I love it. Loving it. Hold on 1 second. Okay, we have a caller from 414. I think I recognize this number, but please state your first name.
Hi, this is Mel.
Hi, Mel. How you doing, girl? It's another one of our Lawless family. How you been?
Yes.
Are you excited to talk to Alamy in a little bit?
Actually, I can't hear. Let me go out so I can hear a little bit. Am I excited about what?
Oh, I said, are you calling in to talk to Alamy Ballard in a little bit?
Yes.
I know, right? I know. So we're all, my girls, Katie and Lady Q, we're excited too. He'll be calling very shortly, and to talk to us. So we're excited about that. But did you want to say anything in particular? I mean, I saw you that you had, you know, pushed one, so I wanted to see if you wanted to say anything before he came on. If not, I'm going to put you back on hold, and then I'll come back
to
you in a
little bit. I'm be totally honest. I'm supporting you because I know I don't do it as often as I should, and because I do a lot of other stuff, so I'm trying to even get the gist of what we are even talking about tonight. I'm getting illness, so I'm just, even if I can just listen or, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I really did want to support you tonight. So.
Thank you, girl. Thank you so much. You know I love your support. Now, tonight we have a guest, Alamy Ballard. He is an actor. He is best known for his role on Numbers. Did you ever watch Numbers when it was on the air from 2005 to 2010?
I've seen it. Yes. Okay.
Well, he was the only black African American male on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about, like how they would figure out, you know, yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, so he's going to be on shortly. He's going to be calling in a little bit. And we're going to be talking to him. And then later on in the evening, probably after 9 o'clock, we're going to be doing, you know, fashion do's and don'ts on the Global Award that was on a couple of days ago. So
okay.
Just kind of wrap up this show.
And
so,
I really
yeah.
did just want to support you because I know I don't get on a lot with you, and I will be doing it more often now. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of listen. So I'm not really, I'm not going to talk a lot. I'm just going to, you know, listen.
That's fine. Yeah. Well, we will chat with you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies. While we're waiting for Alameda to come, we're going to play a song, and which is going to be called Running by Donnie Williams.
I keep on running.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Running by Donnie Williams, one of our local artists up and coming. You know, that's what we do. We support our local artists, whether it's a business, singer, business owner, you know, whatever it is, if that's you, please hit us up so we can promote your work. And without any further ado, we want to just get on in here, bring on our guest that we've been promoting for days now, and the last few minutes of us talking of the show. That's right, it is Mr. Alan May Ballard. As we said earlier, he is best known for his role as FBI agent David Sinclair of CBS drama television series Numbers that ran from 2005 to 2010. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is not all that he has done. He has done so much more. Even back for the soap opera Lovers, back way back, you go all the way back, All My Children, Jeff and Angie, back there in the early 1990s, he was on their show as Frankie Hubbard, their son. I have to admit, Alame, I was shocked because, you know, I watched it back then, but I didn't put two and two together until recently. Welcome, Ethan. Welcome to Keeping It Real with you.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor. And in your defense, I was about 95 pounds soaking wet. You know what I mean? I've doubled that. You know what I mean? We've been friends now. We a big man now, but I was like 85, I mean, with all my clothes on and soaking wet. Yes, ma'am.
Well, Alame, I thank you. You and I have been talking, God, what, almost 6 months about trying to get you on this show. So
yes,
with
ma'am.
Your busy schedule and everything, I'm just happy that we finally worked it out over the Christmas break and said, you know what, we're just going to knock off 2013 the right way and having you be
so
in our first guest.
That's a nice way of saying I've been off my game. I like how you did that. You taking care of me on the air. Listen, y'all, you've been trying to make me get me here, and I'll be like, hold on, I can't do it this way. She been so nice about it. That's a nice way of saying you've been playing African. I've been ready. I'm glad you're finally here. Thank you for being courteous and kind to me. My mama appreciates that, and so do I.
Okay. I'm just keeping it real. I mean, I understand busy schedules, and my girls know I understand busy schedules, so it is nothing like that. But I do want my girls to welcome you as well. One of my co-hosts is KD. KD, say hello to Mr. Alame Ballard.
Hey, nice to have you.
Thank you for having me, KD. I appreciate that.
And my other co-host, Lady Q. Lady Q, Mr. Alame Ballard.
Hello, hello. I just have a question right off the bat. Did you call in shirtless, I promise?
Say that again. I didn't hear that. Hmm?
Did you call in shirtless, as promised?
You know something? Hold on. I'm making mac and cheese for my kids. Now they're out at the farmer's market. Hold on. I got everything set in the kitchen. I'm about to go out to my office and take off this top right now.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out
to that
thing.
My dad leaves my... My fatherly duty that is at the bath, you know, close down the windows. The kids will be home with my wife in about 20 more minutes. I got the mac and cheese done. I got some sausages. I got some veggies going. And everything is locked. I'm hanging out to my office. Hold on. Here's the door open. All right. I'm outside. It's cold.
Alame already. We need to clone you.
All right, now I can really talk to you. Hold on, let me take off my shirt. Hold on, I got all the hairs. Oh God, hold on. You know, I doubled that 95 pounds, so it takes me a minute to get these clothes off. I don't know for a second. What up, girls? How y'all doing?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I took a shower and everything. I'm clean. I'm clean and everything, girl. Ooh, wee. I tell you.
All right, lady listeners, and y'all are listening. Okay, now y'all sit back, get your fan, and go ahead and put it in.
Yeah.
Now all nice and comfy with his shirt off, as promised a few minutes ago on my page.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody who's my friend, he promised he was going to do this interview topless. And on top of
chocolate,
chocolate all up in there. And anybody can go to Google Alame, you'll see why you'd be fanning too. Anyway.
Yes. Start with any questions. Which I want to know.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna start with a question. I told my mom, I said, Mom, I can't ask him that question because my mom's a big fan of yours as well. And she's like, yes, you can. Just tell him it's
me. Absolutely.
So for my mama,
yeah.
So shout out to my mother. This is for my mama. She goes, ask him, how does he keep his fine chocolate self looking as fine as he does?
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, if your mama talk like that, yeah, she's single, I know some people. Yeah, you know I mean, I'm going to throw it out there right now. Hopefully she's not, but if your mama's single, I know some people. I know some gents that, you know, would have something to say to that kind of voice.
She actually is single, and my mama is a very wonderful, gorgeous, you know, African, Native American Cherokee all over.
Yeah, all that. All that. Put that in the can. We like that. Here's what I got, your email. I'll get back to you on that. Now, about the question, mama. First, you know, I gave all, you know, genetics to my mom and to my dad. They're both pretty, you know, decent, you know, specimens, humans. So I give my love out to the genetics. And I think first and foremost is there. Then it's a lot of water, a lot of exercise, and watching that diet, you know. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with chocolate, you know, chocolate boy one. We can keep it nice and right. And so we work on that on a daily basis.
Mm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Genetics, water, working out.
We're gonna keep that answer. She had a whole other, you know, X-rated version.
you know what I'm saying? Hold on. It's only 5 o'clock. What time is it where you at? Nigga, what time is it where you at? Is it dark over there? Y'all got the lights turned down? But it's still daylight over here.
The lights are turned down, yes. Your children are almost
asleep.
But I'm gonna tell my mom that answer. No, I'm gonna let her listen herself, later on.
Right. Tell your mama, I got monkey bars in my backyard. You know what I'm saying? But that prison workout is on sometimes. Sometimes you just gotta go with it. Okay.
Okay. All good.
Mm-hmm.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. All good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Alame, you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I did my research. So, you know, because, you know, 6 months long. But anyway.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
6 months. Mm-hmm. But I knew in doing my research, I realized that, you know, You didn't just start on All My Children and everything. You have actually been doing this by the push of, if I'm not mistaken, was it your grandfather, your father?
A family friend, a mentor, turned into a great mentor of mine, and that's how I got started in the arts. It was the summer of 1989. Another summer, get down. Sound of the funky drummer. As a PE from I Do the Right Thing. Summer 89, you know, it was hot. I was hanging out with my buddies, not really up to much of no good. And just kind of like drifting a little bit. But that's when, you know, those teen years where you're drifting, that's when you got to catch these kids, you know. You got to put your paws on them and steer them into something positive. And by the grace of God, he just made a recommendation. He said, hey, what you doing? I was like, I ain't doing nothing. Just want you come up to the Bronx and come to this community center and, you know, we're doing this play, you know, and we'll teach you how to act, sing, and dance. And I just laughed at him. I was like, you kidding me? I'm not doing that crap, you know. He says, well, listen, man, we're paying $30 a week. I was like, $30 a week? I was like, all right. And, you know, I said yes, but I didn't know if I had any really intentions of going there. But that was on a Sunday, and that Monday I walked into my first audition, you know, and it changed my life. My life has never, ever been the same after that day. And I thank God for that moment and for his blessings and, you know, and for that hand that just kind of pushed, you know, pushed me in that direction. Sincerely.
Wow. That is awesome. That is amazing because, you know, sometimes all it takes is that one push from, anybody, whoever it may be. And you're right. It changes your life either for the better, the worse, or, you know, instead of you sitting on the fence, which a lot of people, especially our youth, one of the passions that Keeping It Real, one of our passions here is our youth and mentoring, giving back. So we're always constantly talking about and with our guests, you know, how they're giving back and what they're doing. And you, you know, are a product of that mentoring and that push. And I know me and my ladies are definitely thankful, and any other ladies that are listening or watch you and anything that you do. So, yeah, I'm trying to keep it professional, Alamy. I'm trying.
Well, we got a couple of minutes. let's start nice, and then, you know what I mean? You can take it where you need to go, you know? Yeah, you know what you got. Nobody mad at you. Anyway, I'm 40 years old. I'm grown. I can deal with it.
I said, nobody's mad at me. That is so true. I'm going to let one of my girls ask questions because I know we all three have tons of questions. So we are going to kind of take turns because I don't want to monopolize the conversation. I'll pass you right now to KD. KD, don't hurt him too bad yet.
No, not yet. He's showing off, though. He's showing off. So, being married, how do you balance the busy schedule and, you know, having your family and all that stuff?
Honestly, I've been blessed to do a lot of television, and a lot of the television I've done has been in the state of California and driving distance from my home. And that's been great. And about 2 years ago, I did a film called Fast Five, and we shot that in Puerto Rico and Atlanta, and that was different for 3 months, you know, between half the time in Puerto Rico, half the time in Atlanta. That was different. It was the first time I had really, you know, since, because my kids are pretty young, so most of the time I was on numbers, you know. I was basically in L.A., and all my work before that had basically been in Los Angeles, except for one show. I did a show a bunch of years ago called Dark Angel that was produced by James Cameron and starred Jessica Alba, and we shot that in Vancouver. But I wasn't married. I was just dating, you know what I mean, my wife at the time. And so it was kind of like, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. But when you have kids and, you know, you kind of plant roots, being away from home really means something else, you know. It takes a lot to do that. And so I've been blessed to be in close proximity. I found one of the things that's debilitating in, you know, in intimacy in a relationship is just distance, man. Distance will do it to you. I'm not, sometimes, you know, you can have fears and things. I'm not afraid of a lot. I'm not even afraid of distance, but I'm wary of it. I got my eye on when you're away from home 4 months out of, you know, at a time. And I just think that you gotta be careful with that. Just for me, anyway. I just think that's not healthy for any relationship. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion.
Right. So you're originally from.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're originally from New York City. When the last time you've been back home? You reside in L.A. now, right? So.
Yeah, I was home for Christmas, checking with my mama, hanging in the boogie down, sleeping on the couch.
Alamy, you were so close to all three of us. You could have snuck away a little bit and oh no, you could have brought your wife and kids and came down to the D.C., Virginia, North Carolina. I was being polite.
It's all right, baby. Where are you guys located? Tell me, please.
We are, KD is in Maryland, I'm in Virginia, and Lady Q is in North Carolina.
South Carolina.
So we're all on the East Coast. So see, all you had to do is say, I'm in New York, we would have hopped on the bus. We would, you know, we could, Actually, Lady Q could have whipped me. Lady Q could have picked me up. We would pick KD up and met you.
I love that. Yeah, you stay with me at my mama's house in the living room. We would share the couch.
Yes.
She got two couches. I don't know if it's enough room for four folks, but I mean,
we would have made it work. We would have been on the floor.
Yeah, so you can borrow from Lord Mackey's. That Lord Mackey's action.
There you go. There you go. Hello.
Next time I know to invite you all to my mama house, and we can just get that floor acting going on, get them blow up mattresses, and just, you know, just get to know each other. And that sounds like, that's awesome. I appreciate that offer, and I totally receive that. Thank you, my sister.
Okay.
So generous.
Okay.
So generous.
Okay. There you go. Lady Q, we're going to pass. We're going to pass Alamy right on around to you, girl.
Yeah, so you mentioned, you know, that your kids are young, and, of course, you have a wife that you, you know, want to be close to for future roles. Is that something that you, you know, take into consideration? Have you ever denied a role because it took you away from home too long?
No, not at all. No, our decision would just to be just interviewing and looking at other relationships and friendships, even people really close to you, and just, you know, what would work for your particular, you know, relationship. And we just decided that, you know, we'll take it, you know, one job at a time. And sometimes people do the homeschooling, you know what I mean? That's why people have teachers that travel, say, you know, a wonderful project happened for me in Europe, say it's in London, say it's a big deal, it's in Australia. I'm not willing to be away from them, you know, for 6 months at a time. It's just not going to happen. I can't envision that happening. You know, it's just, I don't even know how I would do that. I mean, to be, in all frankness, people, they're going to have to come. So, you know, when happens, you just got to get a place and you bring the teachers and you deal with the, you know, with the school system and with the, you know, all the accreditations, but you do it overseas. It's just not, you know, we got kids. I don't have to choose. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to choose, you know, having a good family, raising my kids, right, with my wife, they mama, and over, you know, career advancement. I don't think God puts me in a position to have to choose one or the other, and I don't think I got to do that. And, you know, so we gonna work it out.
That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you have working on next? What's the next project you have coming out?
Oh, tomorrow I'm due on Universal Studios lot at 1 p.m.
Ooh.
And I have my first scene, real scene with Ted Danson, and I'm working on CSI right now, CSI Vegas. Full body Chocolate Boy Wonder today station, and we are going in hard, man. I'm having such a good time with them over there. George Eads, Georgia Fox, the whole crew over there. They're class acts. They've been on the air forever. They're still like the top five show globally. They have 80 million viewers a week. They just received an award in Monaco, one of them European countries, for being the top one or seven show in the last 7 years out of eight. They're a global brand. You know, they don't just do well in the United States. You know what I mean? They like a lot of shows. You have a show that's popular here, but, you know, they don't watch it in Bahrain. They may not watch it in Sydney. They may not watch it in the Philippines. You know, CSI is one of those shows that they watch in a trillion countries, 80 million viewers a week, and they're still a monster globally. And so I'm really honored to be on their stage and hang out with them and, you know, and have some artistic fun. And so that's where I'm at tomorrow. I got a couple of, you know, this Monday I added my character, Detective Crawford. So I'm up in there knocking heads, you know, cuffing people up and, you know, having a good time.
Yeah, I've actually seen you on CSI in that role. And, yeah, I'm glad they brought you back, too.
They put me in a suit. They put me in a suit now. I got a suit and tie on now. Detective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because that's also one of my other favorite shows. So when you said you were going to be up there, you know, a while back, I made sure I was watching. So I'm glad they've now bumped you up and now we're detective. See, that's just one more step. See, the Lord is definitely working and you know, is blessing you because, you know, once you get to that step, you know you're going to be up there recurring and it may be permanently for a while.
I'm telling them right now what they're going to do with my contract. They laughing at me. I email them all the time. Listen, y'all need to stop playing games. I know we dating. Let's just get the over the courtship. Let's just get it. Let's get it popping. Come on, guys. And Nikki, I want to thank you for watching that episode because you helped make that episode the highest rated episode, you know, of 2012. Like, you know, it was just a great episode for the show. Everyone was so thrilled with how it turned out, and you know, the fan response to the addition of my character, or the introduction, excuse me, of my character was very well received. So far, so great. You know, knock on wood. God bless.
Yes. And I highly recommend, ladies, if you did not get to watch that, him up there, Google it, YouTube it. It was a very good episode. But, you know, my thing is I try to support, you know, individuals that I admire, and you know, you are one of those, you know, those individuals. I mean, I try to, because I have kids too, so I'm like you. I try to do everything and balance the whole family and work thing. So
yes.
totally do that. But I do have, what was my question? I do have a question for you. Besides, I know Lady Q asked about you going away from the family, and you know, you were like, no, you would definitely take them. You have primarily done, like you said, TV series and shows that have kept you, you know, with the family and before you marry and everything. What if, and I know, I think I have the idea of what your answer is going to be, but what if that opportunity for a really, you know, awesome part in a movie or whatever, you know, you move them, has that come across yet, across your desk, that maybe that's something for 2013, maybe 2014 that where you're working on, but you're trying to keep it hush? Just give us a little sneak peek.
I just want to understand the question again. You were saying what if a project came up that did take me out of town?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, and that's okay. You know, like, I mean, like the, you know, Fast Five, you know,
yeah.
I know that there's probably somebody knocking on your door right now that's saying, we really want you for this part, and y'all are probably, you know, maybe negotiating or...
Well, I usually don't speak about what's in the works. You know, there's like seven projects I can tell you about, you know, but I love to speak on what's done, you know, but, you know, you know, because you're right on point, if there is a film project that, you know, that's in the air, so to speak, and so knock on wood. It manifests, you know, in a positive way, and I sign off on that deal, and that would, you know, have me traveling some. But I always cross that bridge when we get there. I don't like to, you know, count them, you know, those chickens before they hatch. You know, and of course, there's a slew of independent projects. There's a film called Kill Point, shooting on Friday with my buddy Eamon Joseph and R.L. Scott, the director. Just a badass shoot 'em up, you know, about these Haitian hitmen, and you know, it's you know, like a kung fu slash Godfather. It's just so fly, and I'm playing the fraternity in that film, and I thought we should be final finish shooting on Thursday in Los Angeles, and it's like, you know, I'll email you the list of projects, but it's a TNT pilot that I just found out that we shot in that Texas last year for Jerry Bruckheimer, who also produces CSI. And I shot it last year in December in Austin, Texas. But I just found out that it's not going to go to series. It was for TNT. But that just had me out of the state for a couple of weeks, and I had a ball doing that with Mira Sorvino. But it's not going to go to series. I just found out a couple of hours ago. And there's a couple of other things going on. But I usually like to say, okay, it's done. You can watch me here. You know what I mean? But it's a lot of things swirling.
Right.
And I'm very thankful for them. You know, I mean, honestly, I'm so sincerely thankful. And I love what I do with a real passion, you know. And it just wakes me up in the morning and puts a smile on my face.
Right.
So, as a short answer, yes, there is a project. There is a film, to answer your question directly. And when I sign, I will call back into your show and let you know where it is and what's the name of it. And when I'll be flying out.
Definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely. Once you can officially tell us, definitely call back in here at anytime you want to call in. Just, you know, we got the number now. Just call in, even if you want to just say hello. We won't mind. We ain't gonna be upset. Not easily. I'm gonna pass
not,
you
not
on
at
to
all.
Gigi. not exactly lazy. Not, not at all. Hey, D.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I almost forgot your name right there.
You know.
For a good reason.
I love you. It's okay. I love you. Don't worry about it. We good.
Go ahead, Katie.
Okay, so I've read that you like doing your own stunts. So it's, what stunt have you done that you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm actually doing this?
I was repelled, not repelled, but I was suspended off a 60-foot bridge in downtown L.A. while they exploded a part of the bridge while I was up there.
Oh,
oh, wow.
Hello. Yeah.
And you did that yourself. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it was me. The explosion, you could feel it in your cojones. That's how close it was. In your cojones, you could feel
oh
the movement.
God.
I was like, oh, Lord, what did I say yes to? And, but, you know, I'm a dude. I'm an action junkie. And I loved it, man. I'm like, can we blow it up again? Is what my, you know, it was my question.
Wow.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's a.
The second thing wasn't a planned stunt, but in Fast Five in Puerto Rico, the last day of shooting before we moved to Atlanta, and it made the movie, but it's hard to see it. It was in one of the takes where we get a call that we found Vin Diesel and Paul Walker and Tyrese and Ludacris, and they're on this, you know, the strip somewhere. We have to run and get geared up to go find them. And so the scene is like, okay, we found your truck. And so the Rock is like, oh, they want to know, get all your stuff, you know? And so we're like, all right, yeah. So we put on our gear, put on my vest, and my character in the film had this giant gun. I mean, big black and like rocket launcher on it. And I don't know if you've ever seen Dwayne Johnson up close. He's bigger in person than he looks on camera. Bigger. Yeah. I kid you not. When the first time we all met him, we had to do training at a Puerto Rican prison. You know, it was 107 degrees, you know. So we all got our tank tops on. We all feeling good about ourselves. We all, you know, sweaty and greasy. Like, yeah, man, we're going to get it in. We're going to train with these special forces guys. And so then and the guys come get us and say, we're going to bring you over to Dwayne Johnson's truck. We're like, oh, yeah, cool. It'll be nice to meet him. This beast of a Samoan comes out of this trailer, and I swear we all were like, oh, my God. Immediately. Like, I have been to the gym every day since meeting this dude, okay? I have, like, barely missed a day. I work out so hard just thinking about how skinny and small I felt next to me. And I'm not skinny or small. I'm like a little midget, man, and I'm a skinny one. I'm like, this dude is not this big, man. You gotta be joking. Not joking. And we had a blast. But in this scene, he throws this gun at me. And I was telling you that, how his bigness, just trying to describe it. Because in this scene, you know, he got excited. You know, he was supposed to pass me this gun. You know, I'm running toward him, and he just hurls it at me like it's a toothpick. It's not a toothpick to me. It's a giant assault rifle with a rocket launcher on it. And I'm in the very scene, and the camera's going, and I'm like, am I going to punk out and drop this shit? And be like, ah, ah, ah. Or I'm going to crash and die. You know what I'm saying? You probably never had an assault rifle hurled at you in the middle of a scene, but I had one. And that was my other scariest stunt. And I was like, oh, my God, what are you going to do? You going to punk out? Man, you can't punk out. Man, you from the Bronx, man. You got to catch this gun or try to catch it. And I snatched it out. Racked it in, you know, and jumped into my Jeep. And after it's over, I was like, God, man, that's why you don't play with giants, man. That's why you don't play with giants. That's my second scariest stunt. Ever.
Oh, wow. Well, that
wow.
Was a great combination of, what's the right word, ladies? I'm trying to. Well, I'm not even going to say anything. Alamay, you just made us all hot. I'm going to be for real.
Oh.
just
yes.
Hello.
It is what
fabulousness.
It is what
fabulousness. It is.
Okay.
The rock. And, oh, my God.
No, you can't lie to me.
I was over here fanning. I'm like, I'm trying not to say any cuss words, but boom.
Yes.
Listen, man, I'm a decent sized guy. You know, people say, hey, man, you got size on you. But sometimes you get into a room with a dude, you're like, how you get out of here? I'm a little dude. This man is a monster. It is what it is. You get to feel however you want to feel about that, okay? That's a big Simone. And he's a beast. End of discussion. Get your manhood in check, you know what I'm saying? Just be humble about it. You ain't that big, Negro. You never can be.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Move it along.
You know, ladies, I think that when we finally get our, you know, TV show, we need to have those three on the air together.
Yeah.
Alan, we are holding fast. We've put it in the universe. We, you know, because you know this is an internet show, but we are holding fast that, you know, that the doors will open, that it will either become syndicated radio state, you know, show, or we all have to move and, you know, have our own TV show. But we've put that in the air. So when either one of those happens, we're going to have to make that arrangement where the three of you, I will be live and in person. I will have to. Yes. See?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
But I have to say, okay. I need that exact scene that he just painted, greased up, oiled, and muscled like they just finished doing some push-ups. I need that right there. Just swinging guns around. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I can't speak for him, but, you know, he's big enough to toss you at me, you know. You just never know. He might just pick you up and just toss you over the booth table, girl. If things are wild,
as long as you catch me, I'm all good. He can all
get
it.
I'm gonna fly in my direction and see what happens.
Oh, my God. You're funny. Oh, wow. Okay. We have one of our colleagues. Alame, our boards. Alame, oh, my God. You have started our 2013 off as our first guest. Wonderfully, and we have a caller. All right, caller, I'm putting you on the air here. Area code 414. This is one of 414. I can't even talk, y'all. State your first name.
Hello.
And hello.
Hey, this is Mr. Dread.
Hey, how are you? Hey.
How you doing, Nikki?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hey. Everything is going good with me. I just want to ask your guy. I've seen the show a couple times, and I'm an aspiring actor myself. I'm trying to figure out how am I able to get my foot in the door.
Can I answer that directly? Is that okay?
Yes, he's talking directly to you, Alan.
Okay. Hey, brother, how you doing, man? God bless you, man. The best advice, I mean, you know, not knowing, you know, all the particulars, man, is to learn, you know, learn your craft well. You know, it's good to know how to do well what it is you want to do. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure if you're taking acting classes, acting workshops, or if you went to school for it. But to know how to do to the best of your abilities what you want to do is the first start. You know, get the education in the field of your choosing. Learn how to do it, you know. And sometimes just in the learning process, taking classes, meeting with people, the ways of how to make it physically manifest into your life happen. The close proximity of other people, learning it, trying it, and doing it, you'll find, you know, productions, wherever state you're in, you know, things you can start doing, filming. You know, Hollywood, you know, doesn't come to you. You don't have to come to Hollywood so much as you can make it come to you, you know, through the advent of the internet and stuff like that. You know, you have an ability to upload content. You have a camera and an iMac, you know, computer. You can make it happen right there. And sometimes it doesn't always require you moving, you know, to Hollywood. So I would say first learn how to do what it is you want to do. And once you know how to do it, by the time you know how to do it, you're going to figure out ways to make it happen. Mm-hmm. That's my best advice, sir.
Okay.
Question. I've taken a few questions myself. I've been in a few shows locally. You know, I've been on local, what do they call it, public access television. I've done a show on that. I've done a few theatrical shows. So, you know, I'm been pretty much of myself up with people. I just want to take it to the next level.
All right, man. First of all, congrats, man. That's a beautiful thing. Which state are you in?
Milwaukee? Yeah.
All right. Do any of your friends, you know, have access to video equipment and in a way to edit stuff?
That was actually part of my major in college. I mean, so I was actually, but it was more like behind the scenes stuff, you know, like
okay.
Moves. Because I was a vocal mechanic. I mean, I'm sorry, audio mechanic for the new show that we used to do every week at my university. So
okay.
I know how to work boards and stuff like that. You know, I've worked on that before.
If you don't mind me jumping in.
Camera.
Okay, that's beautiful. Here's, if you have ideas, if your friends, partner up with your friends and the people you've worked with, you know, start writing your own material, shooting it, editing it, putting it together, and putting it online. There's so many avenues for online content that will bring people to you. There's YouTube. I mean, there's so many ways to put information. This guy, Gangnam Style, this guy from Korea, you know, he put this in it. He didn't have a record deal that I understood. He put this video online, you know, that he created in July. It hit YouTube July 15th, you know, of 2012, and it's, you know, have a billion viewers already. It's the most watched video ever on YouTube. The previous video behind that, you know, has less than that, and it has been on YouTube since 2007. You know, and for me, that's a nod to the power of being able to get entertainment to eyeballs without having going through a studio or moving to California. If you have an idea and you have the wherewithal to see it through, you know, write it down, shoot it, edit it, put it online. You'd be surprised at the avenues of people who you can get advertising just by bringing eyeballs to a computer. Advertisers will come to you. That's been my experience.
Wow, that's some awesome advice, LMA. Thank you, caller. We appreciate you calling in. And again, for anybody who's listening and they want to talk or have any questions for Mr. LMA Ballard, please, you know, definitely push one, and I will get you on the air. Ladies, this has been an awesome show. Who did we leave off? Who was asking questions? Whose turn was it? I don't even know at this point, but who wants to go? Or LMA, is there anything you want to say to us that we, you know, that you want to get out there to the audience? Or something you want to share that we may not ask about?
Yes. My passion is empowerment and inspiration. That's what I was designed as a soul. You know, I always encourage people, man, to do as many kind things as you possibly can, especially when no one is looking, especially when you will not receive a reward. I have found in my charity work that is acts unreported, unsensationalized acts of kindness and generosity that keep this world from blowing up. And there are people, millions and tens and hundreds of millions of people, doing things for people that they're not related to all over this earth. And it's this network of kind acts, not kind wishes, but kind acts that hold this world together. And I always encourage myself and anybody I'm in contact, do as much good as you can, wherever you can and whenever you can. I'll repeat that. Do as much good as you can, wherever and whenever you can. Period.
Amen.
Amen.
No, I love that.
And I said all that topless. I said all of that. Add that to it. Naked from the top up. From the mid section up. Naked. That's right.
Love it. Love it. I love it. Yeah. And I have to admit, I think KD is on your page too. But I have actually, you know, you are a great inspiration and mentor,
right,
because I do see a lot of what you put out, and I'm either commenting or liking, because that is, I think, one of your passions and your niche. It's definitely something that you would put on this earth to do, because there have been days when, you know, I'm going through and I'll click on, you know, Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and there's one of your little things that pops up, and I'm like, I need to hear that. It's like I needed to hear it at that moment that I heard it or read it, you know, and it hits, you know, filters whatever I'm going through, and I keep on moving, and it just, you know, makes your day and you keep going. I know my girl KD, you know, is also on your page, and she gets to see some of your stuff, too, so I think it's so we're definitely thankful for it, and we know that anybody else out there that's listening, your friends, your family, are very blessed to have you in their personal space.
Thank you kindly.
But for those words that you're giving out every day and every minute, it has to come from a person who is living that every day and every minute. And you know, I've been around individuals, and I try to, you know, also do that myself, but I'm not always. I do slip. But, you know, for individuals, there are, like you said, there are individuals who are put on this earth who that is their goal. That is their manifestation. That is what they're supposed to do while they're here, and to encourage and motivate and inspire others to do what they're supposed to do. And you are one of those individuals. So I definitely, my hat is off to you, and I can encourage you to continue.
I receive that. Can I just say, I'll say something briefly. Like, it's sometimes, you know, things like that, it started very humble for me, you know, about three and a half years ago, you know, and I wrote something, and I had gotten a message back online from somebody in South Africa, a young lady in South Africa, you know, who wrote me a very personal response to something I posted. You know, I don't know this person. I don't even know them online. I've never met them. They're in South Africa. And I've never been, as far as I know, this person has never been to the United States of America. But she wrote me back a very tearful response to something I wrote that triggered something in her in regards to her father who had passed away. And she had really thanked me for something I wrote. And I was, you know, I said, you know, most welcome. I had no idea it would do that. But, you know, I'm happy that it did. And it was right there. I was like, you know what? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you never know, dude. Like, you're an ordinary dude, and you never know how you can affect positive change in somebody else's life. And I always, you know, for so long, I've been waiting until I'm this big, you know, Will Smith star, you know, to start a foundation and to go out on all this. And it was right at that moment, I'm like, what would I be waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait. You don't wait till you get all of this or be all of this. You, right where you are, you can make a positive difference. I don't care where you are. You could be in prison. Right where you are, you can affect positive change. You don't got to wait to be nothing, to get nothing, to do nothing. It's a decision, and you follow that up with action. And that can really change my life. I have been starting, and I've just been, you know, for the last year. I mean, people respond to it, and, you know, sometimes I'll be in the morning, I'll write something, I have no idea where it will land, but I know it will land somewhere, and I trust in it. And that's really what, you know, what started me doing that, and I got some things coming in regards to really furthering that, you know, but I'll call back in when it's done. that's what you were hinting to, you know. But I'm walking further into that because I know, you know, above, you know, personal advancement. That's, you know, and that's definitely my calling, without question.
Yeah. Well, if we, any, you know, myself or Katie or Lady Q, keeping it real, if we can any help you in any way, you know.
Of course,
please,
you can. Yeah,
you know,
you can. You can totally help me.
Okay, we will help you. Whatever you.
Okay, at my mama's house, those blow up mattresses. You know, we go. Yeah, come on, now, I ain't gonna let that go. I'm not gonna let that go. He can do the same thing in New York at my mama's house, right there on those blow up mattresses. We can put our heads together. Y'all can come up with something really fantastic, a way to help me further that vision.
Okay.
I have an idea.
There you go. At your mama's house, we will. Yeah, we'll come up with.
Lady,
who
No, I said, I have an idea. I said, Alame, I think you need a TV show. Like, people need to see you. There's not a lot of men doing talk shows, you know, positive stuff, tongue-in-cheek. You're a lot of fun. You know, you don't take yourself too seriously. You're super fun to look at. You need a talk show. If that ever's on the works, please, please, please do a talk show. I'd watch you every day because you're a lot of fun. This has been so much fun. I'm so excited.
Lady Q, let's take it one more step further. No, not just we'll watch you, we'll be on your show.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to take it further, not just say we'll watch you. No, 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 no. You got to put it up in the air. Come on, girl. We're trying to make it. We're trying to make moves here. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be in Jonathan come down and show us a personal workout topless. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Come on through. That'd be really nice.
I want to be in charge of wardrobe. I just want to be in charge of dressing. I want to be in charge of putting on the clothes on you and Dwayne and anyone else you bring
oil.
On.
I call the oil. I got the oil. If he's gonna be topless, Nikki is putting baby oil on. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's
a real job. Y'all
laughing,
but that's a real job.
Oh, yeah, we know. We know.
We know.
That's a very hard job.
Somebody's got to do it. Hey, you know.
I know. It's a very dirty job.
Ooh, that's a hard job. Good Lord.
But in all seriousness,
I do agree with Lady K. You do need to, you know, I don't know if that's part of the things you got in the works, but you do need to come up. I don't know where you're thinking of going with your mentoring and your inspiration, but that might be another avenue to get that out there in all seriousness. Is your own television show. Call it, you know, the Alame Ballad or call it something. Hey, shoot, we'll come up with a name for you, but... that is a good avenue to reach people out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and you know, I just received that fully. And you know, I'll put pen to paper. Let's see what we can do. Let's see how that works.
Let's see, there's three of us. We'll take at least 20-30%. I know that your kids and your wife are coming. I don't know how much longer we have or if you need to, unfortunately, leave us. But you'd let us know because we can forego the next topic we were going to talk about. Right, ladies?
Absolutely. It is. I got homework time. You know, I'm going to go in there and help my little girl with her homework. I'm the homework man.
Aww,
so I'm
going to
sit down there and go with those. So spelling, I'm gonna put my top back on, go back inside my house.
Go back in your house. Yeah.
I'm gonna cover up this chocolate blackness. I'm gonna cover that up and go on in my daughter's room and help her out with her homework because that's my daddy duties. Make sure to eat all their food and it's been a pleasure. You guys are wonderful. I love your spirit and you know. I would love to come back and chat with you guys and, you know, and have a check-in and see how we can, you know, continue to have some more fun.
Yes, most definitely. You know, you got an open door call anytime. Hit me up. You got all, you know, you have my contact information. And,
I got your email, girl.
You and I will talk and we'll figure out another time that we can come back on, give us some updates and just to talk and have some fun. We could call it, you know, Crazy Tuesday or something, just sit and chit chat.
I love that.
We love you. We thank you for
Thank
really,
you.
Like you and I talked about at the end of 2012, you made 2013 rock, like you and I, you know, talked about. And I personally, and on behalf of my girls, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. We have enjoyed this conversation, and we definitely look forward to seeing you and speaking with you more in the future. And don't forget, tell your friends about our show and have them, you know, listen in, listen to the archive, something, but definitely every Tuesday.
I will do that. It's been my pleasure and an honor, and I look forward to chatting with you. Lovely, lovely, lovely. You feel free to pass me around anytime. How about that?
Fine with me.
All right, ladies, have a good one. God bless you.
Good night, Alame. Thank you.
All right, God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, wonderful fans, we thank y'all for tuning in. We are not going anywhere. Please stay tuned. We are going to take a little break here so that your host and co-host, because we've been talking, what in the world, man, just come walking in. I'll cue y'all. Right, he knew what time, because this is normally our What in the World segment. But we're going to take a break and listen to Something About You by Matt B.
is in a total hectic disarray. Your spouse didn't get paid, and your kids, they argued all day. You gotta choose just what you're gonna do. You gotta make up in your mind today. Cause if you choose to, you can break down, or you can step your problems away. They say that you went over your time and your privilege was revoked. You can't believe your very own eyes. You leave on out of your front door and you blink your eyes to be sure. You're caught on the tow truck. Now you pray to keep yourself pure. You gotta choose just what you're gonna do. You gotta make up in your mind today. Cause if you choose it, you can break down or you can step your problems away.
Tuesday is Keeping It Real, and if you are just joining us, the ladies here, and I apologize because you have just missed the best, awesome, off-the-chain interview that we had with Mr. Alame Ballard, actor. Just fabulous interview, so please, if you missed it, please check us out at the end of the show. I'll be posting the link. So, ladies, I have had fun this tonight. a little hot every now and then, but otherwise, it was hot. And I just, Alame, if you're still listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're looking forward to talking to you in the future. We're gonna try and bring it down a little.
Ooh, do we have to?
We don't have to. We can continue to talk about this. We got, 14 minutes. We can continue talking about what we're talking about. But I know we want to shift gears, if y'all still want to shift gears. And actually, you know, it still kind of goes along with, you know, sex appeal, sexiness, classy, elegance. I'm getting visuals here. Sorry, ladies, had a moment. Sorry, listeners. But we are going, my girls, they were able to watch, you know, because we try to keep up, whether it's fashion, like we tell you, news, politics, everything. So we all try to watch or read, you know, the paper and read what's going on. But I had a prior engagement and could not watch the Globe Awards this time. So, but my girls did. And they're going to do a recap of the not-so-good and the good, the favorite and the not-favorite that hit that runway. Ouch. I am dying to find out because I have not even had time to read the recaps except for what my girl KD has posted on our fan page. I'm going to turn it over to my lovely co-host, KD and Lady Q.
Hey. Okay, who do we want to start off with? I would say my favorite for the night was Eva Longoria. She had on a custom-made lace Emilio Pucci gown. It had a chiffon skirt. It was gorgeous, gorgeous. Love it. Black satin platform pumps. She did a diamond studded earrings. It was like a sophisticated look. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my favorites.
She looked absolutely stunning. I loved her. I have to say my two favorites were Megan Fox and Claire Danes. Megan was wearing a lace-fitted gown, and it was kind of a cream colored. It was sleeveless, and she looked absolutely stunning. And Claire Danes, who also looked amazing, had a red dress on. It was very fitted. And both of them are brand new moms. Claire Danes just had a baby last month, and they looked absolutely phenomenal. That's why I wanted to shout them out. They were my favorites because they were new moms, and they were red carpet ready, looking super hot, and they looked just fabulous. But I have to say, my super duper favorite was Halle Berry. A lot of people didn't like her dress, but I thought she looked great, classy as usual. She had a one-shoulder gown that was long with a long split. Of course, she likes to show her legs, and it was patterned, and she looked really, really great, really classy. Some people said she was trying too hard, but I disagree. I think she looked really, really nice.
I love Halle Berry was wearing the Versace dress, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. I thought it was absolutely amazing. I just didn't think that it was for that occasion. But yes, I really didn't think it was for the occasion, but I thought the dress was gorgeous. She looked absolutely amazing.
She did.
My
now,
worst.
Some of your not so favorite.
Well, I like J-Lo. I love J-Lo dress. I thought that was great. It was more of a Cher type of thing. It fits her body very well. It was great for her curves. Kerry Washington was not my favorite. Really didn't like it. Loved her hairstyle. Loved the hairstyle, but the dress was like blah. Like, what in the world? And Gabby Douglas, no.
Oh.
They could have put something better on her. That was like atrocious. Didn't love the hairstyle either.
I agree with all of those. Gabby, she looked way too old. She did not look age appropriate. She's only 16, so she's young and she's fun and she's very fit. And I thought the gown made her look too old and like she was trying too hard, and it kind of made her look a little bit out of place.
It was not for her body type. It wasn't for her.
Mm-hmm. No, not
color,
at all.
The color like, wasn't for her either.
No, absolutely not. And I agree. I had J-Lo on my list, too. I thought J-Lo's hair and makeup looked absolutely great, but the fitted, flesh-colored lace gown, I thought it was a bit predictable. I wish it seemed like something I've seen her in before, and I know I haven't, but it just kind of, it was just predictable. It was a little bit boring. Her, like I said, her hair and makeup was on point. She looked great from the neck up, but the gown was just a little predictable. I would like to see her change it up a bit and get a little bit more fun because she's a very fun person.
Right. And Kerry Washington, what you think about that? That's your girl.
Oh, Kerry Washington. I love her so much. But Carrie, that gown, it was atrocious. Like, I was telling my sister and I are starting to get into sewing and wanting to make dresses and stuff, and we're beginners, and I swear, it looked like a dress that me and her made. It was, I didn't like it. It was flesh colored, and she had a short skirt underneath, and then she had like a long see-through and lace.
Right.
Bottom through it, and went all the way to the ankle,
okay.
And it was boxy.
Wait. I have to stop y'all, because I've been just listening, because y'all know, you know, I sound good. Okay, I love my girl Carrie. So what was wrong here?
I love Carrie too. Please Google it, because we, you know, Carrie is phenomenal. She has taken off
right.
this year. She's in Django. She's in, you know, the Scandal, which everybody loves. She and her hair
That's my show.
Was absolutely on point. She got bangs, and it was straight, and her hair was
right.
super cute. Her makeup was super cute. But it was just the dress was boxy. Carrie is very small. And
right.
the dress, the waist of it, first of all, didn't look like it was fitted properly. It was a little bit too baggy. And the dress was just boxy. It was one long, straight line with a thin belt kind of in the middle, like a, I guess, a delineation between the top and the bottom. And it just wasn't very flattering. I expected
her
to come out.
It's not for her body type. It's
no, not at all. Not at all. I expected her to come out looking just like, wow, and I wasn't wowed. I was very like,
I'm sorry. That was the Moo Moo collection dress, and I'm sorry, Moo Moo.
Yeah.
That wasn't hot. That just was not hot for her.
Not hot at all. I'm sorry, Carrie. And that's the second time I've seen her in the last couple weeks on a red carpet, and both looks, I thought, I'm not liking her stylist very much. Her, whoever does her hair and makeup, I love it. Kudos to you. But whoever is styling her, just vamp it up a little bit. And I'm not talking like, you know, push her breast out and make her look like a coochie or anything. I'm just saying, make, you know, she's a beautiful woman, and she has a certain class about her, a vibe about her that is very nice. And her outfit just, it just wasn't doing it. It just wasn't.
Well, maybe whoever her stylist is for these things needs to go away, and they need to bring the stylist from Scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think,
absolutely.
I mean, her attire on Scandal is, like, you know, flawless. So, but anyway, y'all continue on. Go on. We have 3 more minutes. We need to wrap it up. Keep moving. I'm still listening. I'm taking notes.
I wasn't feeling Nene Leakes dress like that. Yes, I love it for her height. I love how it showed like the little legs, but the part I just didn't get about it just looked like she's just dressed up to go to the office. If you just take away the length, if you take away just the length of the bottom part, she looked like she's just going to work. It just wasn't for that occasion.
Not at all. Just to describe it for those who didn't see it, she had like a white, kind of like a dress shirt, like a men's dress shirt. It was white. It was long sleeves. She had the sleeves rolled up, button-down white shirt, and she had on a black long dress, skirt, and it was like really, really voluminous. And for Nene, she is a very big woman. She's super tall. She loves her heels. She has a super big presence about her because she's just a, you know, just a big personality. And the dress was too big. It overwhelmed her. I thought if she had something way more fitting on the bottom, because she has a very nice figure, you know, she's got nice hips, a nice behind, she could have dressed it up a lot better, especially showing those legs. She has phenomenal legs, phenomenal feet.
Yes, they are.
She wears the most awesome shoes I have ever seen. I want all of her shoes. I mean, they are gorgeous. But she had on boring black shoes. it was not a good look, I felt like. And she was nervous about it. She was quoted as saying, you know, she was nervous about the outfit, nervous about the Golden Globes because of all the judging. Yeah, and unfortunately, honey, you get a D-minus for me because that was not hot.
Yes,
try
that was
again.
Not hot at all. Makeup was gorgeous. Love the hair. Stunning, beautiful woman always, but just was not for her body type at all. I think she should have shown those curves a little bit.
Absolutely. I would say another train wreck was Nicole Richie. She I like Nicole. She has a very different sense of fashion, but she's very, very slim, and she has kind of her face and hair. She's got an old Hollywood look, and so maybe that's what she was trying to go with. She wore her own collection. It's like a 1960s collection that she has out, and the dress was long sleeve, and it was blue embroidery on it. And it just made her look really, really old. I think she was trying to go for old Hollywood, but it just made her look old instead. And she's only, I think, 32, I believe, or 31. So she's not even that old. And I thought that dress didn't really do much for her. It just kind of made her look really blah. That dress would have looked better on, like, Glenn Close or someone like that a lot older than her.
Right. And to be honest, like, Nicole already looking old in the face. I mean, just to be honest, we're keeping it real. So she's already looking kind of older than a 31-year-old is supposed to look. So the dress alone just makes her look really old. It's just, I see where she was going, the old Hollywood classy type of look, but it's not hot. I love the color. The color, it's a gorgeous dress, the design and just the patterns and everything, but it's just not
for her.
Nikki.
I know, right? Nikki, are you there?
I've been listening. if I was able to watch the show, you know, I would have been able to comment go yes, no, and I haven't had the time to really, you know, go out there and do some recaps and read a stuff for what, you know, Katie's put on our fan page. So, you know, I've been looking at that. And even then, I'm going to be all honest with you. Hey, we're keeping it real. That's the name of our show. You know, I just kind of glanced at the pictures and be like, oh, I like that outfit. And if I didn't click like or I didn't do anything. But y'all know me. That's just me. So, hey, yes. But I'm glad that, you know, regardless, we have three of us and, you know, we try to keep it all, you know, abreast on what's going on so that we can bring it to our females, our males, and, you know, alike. So, but ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, it is almost the end of Keeping It Real with moi, Nikki Outlaw, my girls, KD, and Lady Q. We have had the best time tonight with our wonderful guest, Mr. Delicious
Chocolate.
Oh,
no. All of that.
We had a wonderful time with him tonight, and if any of you, you know, please go out, tell your friends, tell your family to tune in to us each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, because we're making things change. We're making things happen. We're going to make some new things for 2013 happen for us girls here at Keeping It Real. Alame, kisses to you. Thank you again from the bottom of our hearts. It was awesome. Girls, thank you for, you know, watching the globe and giving us that report. And shout out to our CEO, the chairman. He'll be on the air tomorrow night. Thursday, we got Bucking It Off with Buck. And for your midday passion and advice about love, hit it up with Midday Release with Dr. Passion. Otherwise, we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it lawless. We love you. We will see you and talk to you next week, same time, same station. It's been real. Good night.
Lawless.
You know what it is.